Weight loss solutions are not one-size-fits-all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com.
Yep. Hello and welcome to Crackin' Crime. I'm your host, Jamie Tilson. Today we're here with the bonus man.
Jacob Tilson.
Jacob Tilson, man. How's it going today?
Going good.
Going good. That is fantastic. That's what I like to hear.
Okay.
That's good. Oh, man. Sorry. Though we've been gone for a couple of weeks.
I thought it was like 1 week.
No, it's been a couple of weeks now. Seth got sick, and then you and I were going to do a podcast just to put something out, but then I ended up getting sick. What's that?
You got sick.
So. Yeah, I got sick. It was a little over a week
now. So now you're quitting smoking.
I did, which is good.
Yeah. We should get more Patreons for that.
We should. Speaking of Patreons, we have a couple of new Patreons now. So we still got Mike Garcia from Texas. Thank you, sir. Now we've got Sandy Tilson, Grandma. Thank you, Grandma. We appreciate that. Yeah. We'll definitely watch our mouths this episode, but just because Seth isn't here. All right. and then we've also got Phelps Harvest. So thank you to Phelps Harvest for that. Go check out their Facebook page.
Is that a person?
No, it is a company. So we're being sponsored by Phelps Harvest. We just need to go check out their website and their Facebook page. They sell CBD oil. Yeah.
I'm going to pretend like I know what that is.
Yeah, that's good. I'm glad that you don't know what that is. But it's... some people find it extremely helpful for their joints and things like that. There's pills, there's oils, stuff like that. Again, go check out their website and their Facebook page, Phelps Harvest. Also, we announced that we were going to be doing a giveaway, and then we basically... not done anything since then. So we are still doing a giveaway. Gonna figure it out.
It's gonna be in like a couple years, but...
not a couple years, but it's coming. It's coming soon. We're giving away beef jerky, and it is Bijan's Gold Rush Jerky. That's what we're giving away. Really good beef jerky.
The best meat you can put in your mouth.
That's right. That is right. That is their philosophy. Or their slogan. So, big shout out to Bijan's Gold Rush Jerky. Again, check them out on Facebook. Appreciate them sponsoring us for this giveaway. All right? So, anyway, go check out all of that stuff. Social media, Facebook, Twitter. Everything's at Crackin' Crime. Our TikTok account, that's at Jamie Tilson 9371. Yeah, all that stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, Jamie Tilson on Facebook. I've been sharing a bunch of stuff. Little things we're trying to grow all of our social medias because we're trying to grow the podcast. So we want everybody listening. Like us, share us, go on, make sure that you're giving us 5 stars, leave a review, it helps the algorithm, so that way it gets us out there to more people. So we definitely appreciate everybody tuning in. Jacob, you got anything else to go with on that?
Nope. Let's just jump right in.
Jump right in. All right. Well, this one is always a tough subject to talk about. But the story is, you know, it's a story that needs to be told, and we need to keep retelling it. Because it's one of the worst school shootings that has happened, right? It changed the way that law enforcement responds to school shootings since then. It's just kind of a crazy event.
Why'd you say right like I know what we're talking about?
Well, I told you before we started, we're going to be talking about Columbine today. So not a lot of cracking during this story, but I think that it's good for you, being you're in school, that you've heard some of these stories, and you know that these are things that are happening out there, and, you know, this is why you always treat everybody the way that you want to be treated. Love everyone, dude.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do.
I know, and I can appreciate that. All right, so we are talking about Columbine. Oh, man. So the Columbine school shooting happened April 20th of 1999. It was Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold. So, this is kind of a tough story. It's in Columbine, Colorado. If I remember right, it's not too far from, like, Denver area. So, are you paying attention? Are you with me over there?
Not really.
Why?
I have no idea.
Okay. Well, that's part of the whole storytelling process, is I'm telling you a story. Okay? So you're with me here. You quit moving around in that chair, because it is definitely squeaking and squawking over there.
Yep.
More reasons why we need more patrons. Yes, we need some better chairs. So please stop moving around so much in the chair. So we're talking April 20th, 1999. Columbine High School, Columbine, Colorado. Okay? Two perpetrators, Eric Harris, Dylan Klebold. I'll give some statistics before it actually starts. They ended up murdering 12 students, one teacher. It says 10 students were killed in the library. 21 additional people injured by gunshots. There was an exchange of gunfire with law enforcement at one point in time. So those are some of the statistics, just in case any people are curious about that stuff. But now we'll actually kind of go into what happened.
Okay.
So there's been different reasons that people have said different things as to why that they think that these two went in and did it. Some people think it was violent video games, that they played too many violent video games.
Of course. I play a bunch of violent video games.
Right. Yeah, which I don't really care for, but anyway.
Yep, you can't stop me, Dad.
Well, I could stop you if I wanted to stop it.
Yeah.
Right. But
you just try it.
You're crazy. So that was some of the motive really is still unclear at this point, right? But the people that they ended up buying the guns from ended up getting some time in prison from it, stuff like that. But they had actually also, they had tried to set up bombs. They built bombs. They actually were testing bombs. And they were also testing response time of law enforcement. So they would build a bomb with a propane tank. And then they test fired them. And then law enforcement responded. But for some reason, they when they actually built the bombs, they took to Columbine with them. They used different timers. So the timers that they had tested were a metal timer. So then when they would click, then they would explode. Well, for some reason, when they built the actual bombs for the day of the event, they used plastic timers. And so then they didn't work the same. So on April 20th, 1999, Eric Harris, Dylan Klebold, they go in, and the way that the school is set up is the library is just above the cafeteria. And so at lunchtime, everybody comes into the cafeteria. They put all of their bags in the cafeteria on the floor. Okay?
Okay.
So then they all go to eat, right, in the cafeteria. But all of their bags are in one big area. And then...
It's like a pile.
Yeah, just a huge pile of bags. That's where they do. Then the kids...
Oh, imagine the person at the very bottom. That would suck.
Oh, I know.
Waiting for every other kid just so you can get your one bag.
Right. Oh, yeah, that'd be awful.
Yeah.
Yeah. You wouldn't want to be the first one to set your bag down there in that huge pile. But then the kids that don't come straight down for lunch, a lot of them then would congregate. They'd hang out up in the library, which is above the cafeteria, right? So Dylan Klebold, Eric Harris knew that there's going to be, everybody's going to be in that one area, right? So they built these two bombs, put them in their backpacks, and they threw their backpacks in the pile of bags for lunch. So the plan was first the bombs would go off in the cafeteria. Then it would also cause the floor to get weak, and the people in the library would then fall into the cafeteria.
Okay.
So it would basically take out the most carnage with a one fell swoop with these bombs going off in the cafeteria.
Oh, wait, and these are high schoolers?
They're high school kids.
Like, I was like, if this is a middle school kid, hire that kid to Harvard.
It's still a crazy kid. I mean, this is crazy ideals, man. Wait,
can you describe the kids?
Well, there's actually pictures of them here. They're just tall, skinny. The one's got short, dark hair. The other one's got, looks like, a little bit longer blonde hair.
Okay. I forgot what I was going to say.
What
was their motives for building the bombs?
No, so we don't know the actual motives for all these events.
Oh.
Okay. Some people say that they were picked on, so this was just them targeting bullies.
I doubt that.
Well, there's a bunch of different things. They said that there's actually different trains of thought as to why they did it. But
if they tried to create the most carnage, you wouldn't be just trying to target one person.
Right. Right. And this was just carnage. I mean, they were wanting to...
Maybe they're attention seekers.
Yeah. I think that's a little bit of it. I don't know. It's really crazy. But it says the motive remains inconclusive. They had planned the attack for at least a year and hoped to have a large number of victims. And so they go in with their bombs. They place them in the cafeteria. They then leave. They go out. They start getting all of their guns ready. Then...
Wait, they have firearms?
Yeah, then they've got firearms. So then the plan was, after the bombs...
How did they get the firearms?
That's what I was telling you. They ended up having like about 200 rounds of ammunition, and then they had a couple of firearms.
Where did they get the firearm?
Oh, man, you're going to make me...
Yeah, I'm not like Seth. I want to know the details. Come on.
And I'm giving you the details. I don't remember. I saw. Okay, well, I'll get to that part.
Okay.
Yeah, because I can't remember. I just read it. They acquired 2 9mm handguns, 2 12-gauge shotguns. Harris had a High Point 9.95 carbide with 13 10-round magazines, a Savage Springfield pump-action shotgun. Harris's shotgun was sawed off. Klebold shortened his shotgun's length to 23. Their friend Robin Anderson purchased the carbine rifle and the two shotguns for the pair at a Tanner gun show.
So their friend was over the age of 18?
Must have been over the age of 18, and he bought the guns for them.
But isn't the legal 20?
Yes. So he ended up serving jail time because he bought the firearms for the underage. It says Maines and Duran.
So was the other one?
So 20? Maines. Mark Maines. And then his girlfriend Duran. Were both prosecuted for supplying a handgun to a minor and being in possession of a sawed-off shotgun. They were sentenced to 6.5 years of prison.
Okay.
It says Anderson was not charged. Because he's the one that bought the shotguns and the carbine rifle. Okay. Better? Now that you know that how the guns were supplied?
Yeah.
Okay. So they end up having now all these guns with them, right? And the plan is they're going to go in and they're going to just start shooting everybody that doesn't get it blown up. The problem is the bombs don't go off, okay? So they just go into the school and enter into the cafeteria and they just start shooting. That's what happens. Okay. Now people start running and they are just laughing and having a ball, okay?
Wait, the kids running or the kids that were shooting?
The kids that were shooting. So Eric Klebold and...
okay.
Yeah, they're the ones that are having fun. Dylan Klebold, Eric Harris. They're the ones that are having fun. People are calling 911. You can hear these two shooting. So then you can hear them just telling everybody to shut up. And they go upstairs into the library. And this is where they kill the majority of the people.
In the library.
This is where 10 students were killed. Okay, now, there's actually a video floating around out there, which is horrible to watch. But I've watched it. And
It's horrible to watch, but I watched it.
Right. Well, with my career path that I watch things like this for training.
It was purposes. A training video.
It was a training video.
How would it offend against the people like this?
Kinda. Yeah. Again, this is why you prepare for the worst and you pray for the best.
Yeah.
Okay.
You hope for the best and you pray for the worst. Or you prepare for the worst.
Right.
That's what I usually say. I don't usually say it, but
right, we get what you're saying. All right, so anyway, the bombs don't go off. They also had bombs set up out in the parking lot around certain cars and certain areas for when first responders started arriving, that then the bombs would explode as a secondary explosion in the parking lot, killing first responders.
How smart were these kids?
Well, the bombs didn't actually go off. So they ended up finding all of these bombs, but luckily, they didn't detonate.
I'm just so confused how they planned all this.
They did. Now, there was an exchange with one law enforcement officer. He was standing on the front steps of the school shooting upstairs into the library at these two. So they exchanged a little bit of gunfire. But back in these days, law enforcement was not allowed to enter. So it was only a SWAT team that could go in. So the school shooting starts at like, what was it? It's like 11:30. I can find out exactly here.
Yeah, you better.
I will. But yeah, I think that it begins at 11:15 is when it starts. The SWAT team doesn't enter the school until 1:09. Is when they finally start entering the school. So we're talking almost 2 hours go by before they finally... And we find out later that they had committed suicide at 12:09. So they were caught causing all of this havoc, and they were shooting everybody. And then once all the law enforcement is out front and they're all getting their stuff together, then Dylan Klebold, Eric Harris, they then turn the guns on themselves and they commit suicide.
I ain't going to jail. I'm not going to jail. All right, guess we're just committing suicide.
Right. Well, this is the state of mind that these two were in. So they apparently decided, go kill all these people that they could and then turn the guns. And they weren't going to jail. They were going to commit suicide. It was their plan from the very beginning. But the plan was to take out as many of them as they could with them.
These are some weird kids.
I know. The sad thing is that there's a lot more stories like this. And this was just one of the big ones, because this one happened in 99. And all of the other things that happened with this case, with law enforcement not going in. Again, it changed the plan. Now law enforcement may or may not wait for a SWAT team to come in. But this is definitely... active shooter training has become way changed. It's been completely, it's different now than it was in the 90s because of cases like this case. So this is an actual thing that happened, an actual school shooting, and it's a horrible school shooting. There's also, we can cover this in a different time, but there was a Batman movie that came out, and this is also in Colorado. And this guy comes into the movie theater and locks all of the doors and then walks down in front of everybody, and people think it's just part of the movie presentation, and then he just starts shooting people in the theater.
Oh, they're just participating.
Right. And that's what people thought at first. They just thought that it was like a little show. So people don't think this stuff. And... it's just unfortunate that there really are people thinking.
They're just waiting for Batman to show up.
That's what, yeah, at that movie theater. He didn't show up. That was in Aurora, Colorado, is where that was at.
Come on. Come on, like Batman. Like I said. Come on, before the guy reaches us.
Yeah, it was horrible. But there's a bunch of these. I could go over different ones. Like I say, by 12 o'clock, SWAT teams... they're outside of the school, but they're not entering. They don't actually go in until like 1:09 is when they start entering the school. So many different things with this shooting that, you know. But the takeaways are that these things happen. Okay. It has changed law enforcement response to...
like how the Cooper... the D.B. Cooper case changed the airports.
It did. It did.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Also, 9/11 did a big change of all.
It did. Yep. Absolutely. Yeah, because now, like, even before 01, they would still bring people up into the cockpit every once in a while, that type of stuff. And now that stuff is gone. It doesn't happen at all anymore. So anyway, this is an absolutely horrible deal.
Yeah.
It was a terrible case. A lot to it. We kind of scratched the surface. We really did go into a little bit. That video that I was telling you when I watched it, when they were like shooting the people in the library, and yeah, it was just so awful. Yeah. So anyway, that's all I got for this. This is Columbine. Again, go check us out all of our social media. Jacob, you got anything?
No, not really.
Okay. Well, we didn't do this one real cracking. This one was a little bit more telling.
Well, yeah. More crime. You told me at the beginning, don't make jokes.
Yeah, that's because this one was... yeah, not a good one to make jokes on, but I still wanted to tell the story. So, Hope you guys enjoyed the telling of this story. Sorry it's been a couple of weeks since we put something out. We're going to try to throw out a bunch of stuff this week. Just as kind of
thank you for tuning in to Telling Crime.
That's right. This one was Telling Crime. So, alrighty guys. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. Again, 5 stars. Like us, share us, go to all of our social media. Wherever you're listening to this, though, make sure that you're leaving a comment, giving us 5 stars. Really helps the algorithms. We appreciate it. All right. Thank you, guys.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou. forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.